All financial advice provided on this show is for entertainment and educational purposes only. The financial ideas and strategies discussed are only provided as a starting point for a conversation about money matters. With regard to your particular investments and financial strategies, consult your financial planner, CPA, or investment professional. All your financial decisions are yours and yours alone to make and subsequently are solely your responsibility. The information that is supplied through the context of the radio program and any repurposing of its content by the host or network is a combination and collection of solid financial investment understanding, opinion, and comments. This network, show, and its host are not liable for financial strategies, outcomes that you employ in any manner that result in any kind of loss. Shares of corporate sponsors may be the subject of buy or sell recommendations in Jay Taylor's newsletter in accordance with Jay's objective opinion.
Welcome to Turning Hard Times into Good Times with your host, Jay Taylor. This hour will help investors fix issues and achieve personal gain. Now, here's your host, Jay Taylor.
Welcome to Turning Hard Times into Good Times. I'm your host, Jay Taylor, talking to you from the borough of Queens, New York City, on March 8th, 2022. Before I talk more about today's show, I want to encourage you to attend the Metals Investor Forum in person at the Georgia Hotel in downtown Vancouver. That starts this Thursday, March 10th and 11th. If you can't make the show in person, I understand that it will be available on the internet. So all you have to do is to go to my website at jtaylormedia.com and click the Metals Investor Forum near the top at the upper right-hand corner on the homepage and provide some information. I think they want your email and your name and maybe your address as well. Simply check off the box that you're going to do it. You're going to do it virtually if you can't make it in person, and then you'll be able to see this event live. And it does start at 10 o'clock on Thursday morning and Friday morning as well. And I will be speaking at 3 o'clock. Actually, I'll be speaking, yes, at 3 o'clock Pacific time. That's 6 o'clock Eastern time. The title of my talk will be, Can the Fed Outrun Debt Deflation Without Destroying the Dollar? The companies that I have invited are Klondike Gold, Snowline Gold Corp, Goliath Resources Limited, and El Oro Resources. And I want to thank each of you for listening to the show, making it one of the more popular shows in the Voice America Business Channel. Also, want to invite you to keep your questions, comments coming to questionsfortaylor@gmail.com. Questions, the number four, taylor@gmail.com. We do, of course, want to thank our sponsors for making the show economically viable. Sponsors for today's show, Irving Resources, Novo Resources, El Oro Resources, Hannon Metals, Firefox Gold, Timberline Resources, Lion One Metals, and SK Mining. Title of today's show is, How Does Ukraine Fit Into the Global Jigsaw? Alistair McLeod, Eric Coffin, and Chen Lin are with me for today's show. The title of this show was based on Alistair's February 24th article titled, How Does the Ukraine Fit Into the Global Jigsaw? The article was written about the time that Russia just began invading the Ukraine. Since then, it appears that the NATO countries have been more unified than anticipated, and the Ukrainian army and citizens are putting up a very courageous fight against the invaders that may be countering attempts by Mr. Putin to drive a wedge between America and the non-Anglo-Saxon EU. But can this unity last when the economic repercussions of sanctions and broken supply chains start to cause serious hardships for all of Europe? In his January 24th article, Alistair suggested that the U.S. was actually trying to suck Russia into an untenable occupation that Putin would not fall for. Well, in fact, contrary to Alistair's views on February 24th, and those of most people, including the Ukrainian president himself, President Putin not only invaded the Ukraine, but failing to successfully hit military targets, he has begun a bloody carpet bombing campaign in major cities. With Putin getting sucked into this conflict, how does that change Alistair's views of how the Ukraine fits into the global geopolitical puzzle? And what will it mean for global markets and the economies of the NATO countries? Those and many more questions are what we'll try to get answers from Alistair on. He'll be with me in the second half of today's show. Eric Coffin will join me in the second segment to talk about the March 10th and 11th Metals Investor Forum and hopefully give us an idea or two, an investment idea or two that he is excited about. But right now, I'm excited to tell you that Chen Lin is with me. Thanks for joining me, Chen. It's good to have you, especially at a time like this when there's so much going on. Give me your thoughts about the events in the Ukraine and maybe anything else you might want to talk about that you think might be impacted by all that's going on now.
I invest in Ukrainian company, right? So I have, I know people there, and I have friends who has a, in New Jersey who has a parent in living in Kiev, and terrible. I was trying to help. I don't think I can. The company, the Cap Energy, very graciously was able to secure a train ticket for them, but they were not able to because the train was so too packed.
Yes.
And very hard for handicapped people to get on there.
Sure.
But anyway, but it's terrible. I mean, from there I learned how difficult life is. Oh, jeez. I mean, I hope this war will be over soon. I really a prayer to the courageous Ukraine people there.
Absolutely.
So, I just want to comment. We mentioned a little bit that with Ukraine impact to the world commodity. We noticed the nickel tripled this week, right? Tripled. The LME actually stopped trading nickel because 10% of worldwide production is from Russia, and then those Russian nickel cannot be delivered as you know LME nickel, you know, quote unquote. So that's created a huge short squeeze. So I look around and I think, wow, you know, Russia also produced 40% palladium and 10% platinum. So for my trade is I added to my, you know, already existing platinum and palladium futures and ETF. Right? So if there's a squeeze, I don't know, there will be, but if there's a squeeze, that will be a very, very good, you know, profitable trade. But if not, even not, look, today's announcement from Spanish Steelwater is the South Africa Union, the military union, going to strike against their gold operation. Actually, Spanish Steelwater is down due to that. What that means is they probably will strike against the platinum mines later this week. Not just Spanish Steelwater, but for all the South African platinum because the contract due for negotiation this year. So think about it. Between Russia and South Africa, that's almost 80-90% of worldwide PGM production. Okay. So I think the 2022 this year it belongs to PGM, so we get just so many incidents waiting to happen because the most are coming from Russia and South Africa. Right? So anyway, I'm very bullish on those, and I'm looking forward, you know, to see what's going to happen. I think if it happens, it will be very quickly in the next couple of weeks.
I hope so.
Last week, and I said in my newsletter, I was buying Kinross, which was hit very hard by the Russia.
Oh, yes.
Thing. Kinross has like 15-20% gold production from Russia. They also hit very hard by the fire in Africa Mill, and then their purchase of Great Bear, which is they used some of the share. So they hit three times. So as of last week, Kinross valuation is less than half of others, like Goldfield. Not even Barrick or Newman. So it's so cheap, it's probably can be a good takeover target. So we start buying last week, and so far so good. Today is Kinross far outperformed GDX, which is down today. It's a big reversal today, you know. I think it's like a shooting star pattern, right? The gold goes up, and then there's some talk like Ukraine may have peace. I don't know. I really don't know. I doubt until Russia achieve its objective, Ukraine can get you know, I do not know. We'll see. So, and then they're just market was just too oversold, you know, short covering, and then boom, we go, and then gold went down. We have, I think so far, gold is holding on quite well. So, I think we're in the bull market of gold, and then clearly gold is gaining against all the other currencies, including Bitcoin, which has been. People talk about this more digital gold, but it's not, right? So gold is the gold. Gold is real gold. So I'm very glad that it's there. So I think gold has much more to run here.
Yeah. Certainly, you know, the dollar has been stronger as well, along with gold. So the whole idea that gold and the dollar, you know, move in opposite directions is not always true. But your point is well taken. It's gold has done even better against other currencies than Just with a couple of minutes left, Chen, you want to mention anything about a couple of your biotech favorites?
Right, yeah, we can mention the Tricida. Unfortunately, they have 15% of their trial in Ukraine. So their trial results are going to be delayed by a couple of months, according to my calculation. Their statement said they're going to delay by by a quarter. Okay, so that's understandable because 15%, those you cannot count. You have to use other places to trigger the outcome, right? So the trial will be 15% slower from now on until they finish, which is the Q3. So, and Amaris had just have another presentation yesterday. It was very, very good. I hope people will listen to the replay. Finally, the management is trying to downplay the expectation. They're trying to lower expectation but beat it. And then they are mentioning that one of their brand, JVM, is growing at 1,000% a year. So it's just unbelievable. And then they also have a lot of technology for high oil price, which they used to produce. Now it's coming back because all these energy companies coming asking them to create those synthetic oils because oil price so high. They have a lot of opportunity out there. So not just what they're doing, but open up other opportunities at this high oil price. But those are not pricing this current stock price. So it's in the management, they said in the year they see four brands, each brand worth at least $1 billion. Their market cap is a little over $1 billion. You know what I'm saying? So it's just so cheap, it's not funny. So if you have a long-term vision, I suggest going to hold on to this.
So, Chen, let me get this straight. So synthetic oils, possibly, that because of the high natural oil price, there may be some possibility of synthetic oils?
Synthetic diesel, synthetic, you know, those kind of things. Synthetic energy product, okay? They used to create it, and then oil crash, and then they don't do it anymore. Now, the Shell, all these, they mentioned Shell, all these big oil companies are looking to do it again at this oil price. But for Amaris, they said, okay, we don't want to put any capital. If you want it, we can more than happy to, you know. He didn't say exactly word, but it just gave license your technology, want to make extra money out of you, and we can enable you, right? So they are not going to spend any more capital on those.
Well, of course, one thing about Amaris is it's not only a research and development company, it is also a manufacturing. It is a manufacturing facilities now, too, right? It's the only one that's sort of the leading edge synthetic chemistry that also is a manufacturing, at least on scale.
Right. They are selling directly to consumer. They're doing extremely well in the United States. They're expanding to Europe. They want to expand to China. They seem to be doing, you know, there are a lot of technologies coming. Okay, so for example, the rubber, right? The rubber, Michelin have a very, very strong rubber, but the synthetic rubber is not as strong, but they can enable that. That's another angle they can do that. So there's so many things, it's almost endless.
Yeah, it is. It is really an exciting story, no doubt about it. And I guess that conference call is on their website, Chen? People can go to Amaris' website?
This week, they should have a replay, yes.
Okay, all right, great. All right, well, we have to leave it go with that, Chen. Thanks so much for spending a few minutes with us, and we'll look to do it again sometime soon. Well, folks, don't go away. We do have to go to break now, but Eric Coffin is coming back. He'll be with us when we come back, I should say. He's going to talk about the Metals Investor Forum, I expect, and maybe an exciting stock pick or two from Eric. So don't go away. We'll be right back.
Become our friend on Facebook. Post your thoughts about our shows and network on our timeline. Visit facebook.com/Voice America.
Lion One Metals is focused on high-grade gold in Fiji, led by legendary Canadian financier Walter Barakoff. Lion One is permitted for production and drilling for discoveries in one of the most exciting high-grade gold projects in the prolific South Pacific Ring of Fire. Lion One trades on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol LIO and on the OTCQX under the symbol LOMLF. Go to our website at liononemetals.com for more information about Lion One Metals and high-grade gold in Fiji.
SK Mining Corp, trading under the symbol ESK on the TSX Venture and ESKYF on the OTCQX, is a mineral exploration company targeting precious metals, rich VMS deposits in the heart of British Columbia's Golden Triangle. SK Mining controls a prospective land package totaling 130,000 acres, which lies across a geologic trend that once hosted the prolific SK Creek Mine. With a world-renowned geological team, funding in place, and shareholders such as Eric Sprott, SK Mining is on the cusp of a world-class discovery. Go to skmining.com to subscribe for updates.
We're making it easier to listen to the Voice America Talk Radio Network live wherever you go on iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android. Download it from the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market.
When it comes to business, you'll find the experts here. Voice America Business Network.